Using OT table positioning gel pads for supine surgeries. Best practices. The proper support and pressure relief needs to be guaranteed for patients undergoing supine surgical procedures because they lie flat on their back. The best method to get this result is through using OT table positioning gel pads. The specialized pads consist of gel material that distributes pressure evenly to minimize sores and enhance both safety and comfort during stretched-out surgeries. Why gel pads are essential in supine positioning. During extended supine positioning, patients face increased risk for pressure injuries, which can develop in their head region alongside their shoulders and sacrum and heels. The risk of pressure sores decreases when patients use gel pads because these pads mold against body shape to spread pressure evenly across contact areas. Applications of these pads protect the nerves and blood circulation from potential complications. Best practices for using OT table positioning gel pads. Each gel pad needs to be positioned correctly according to its designated body segment. A head gel pad should serve as back of head support and direct neck positioning, while larger pads must be placed under back and hip areas. Selecting the proper thickness and shape variation is key for gel pads available in multiple densities. The selection of gel pads depends on patient weight combined with the duration of surgery and the targeted support area. The selected pad needs to be neither too thin nor too thick to give supportive relief because thinness reduces effectiveness, yet thickness could disturb proper positioning. Proper use of OT table positioning gel pads enables users to maintain a spine position that stays neutral through alignment of the spinal column with the neck and limbs. The correct body position is essential because it ensures both discomfort reduction as well as better entry for surgical instruments. Each use requires pad cleaning according to manufacturer instructions, followed by regular inspection checks. Verify the table positioning gel pads for visual indicators of wear as well as tears or gel leakage. New pads must replace damaged ones immediately for safety along with proper device operation. The maximum safety gains can be achieved by using gel pads in conjunction with other protective equipment such as arm cradles or heel protectors according to the specific surgical requirement. Conclusion. Supine surgeries benefit substantially from proper application of OT table positioning gel pads and head gel pad, which improve patient results. Surgical teams who implement best practice standards achieve risk reduction while providing enhanced patient comfort and secure their safety during the entire operation.